Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the RSL Show. This is Andy Munoz. We got Isaac Munoz producing first full edit. So if this show comes out late, it's his fault.
And if it sucks, this is Josh, by the way. It's Isaac's fault.
And Josh's fault, because he's got the worst takes. What happened?
It's already not recording.
Oh, no, it's recording.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's recording.
Okay, perfect.
Let's see. No, there you go. That's it. We're way back here.
He's a nervous Nelly. It's okay.
Yeah, he's a nervous Nelly. We'll adjust that. Got Alex Napolis.
What's up?
Of El Show RSL.
How's everybody doing?
How are you?
I'm doing all right, man.
Speaking of bad takes.
Dang, dude. Bad takes in Espanol. Nobody could, like check your work because there's not that many, like, you know, Spanish speaker translators.
That's true. I could probably go on there and say, like, whatever, and maybe the guys on the show will be like, what? And yeah. But then nobody else will know because, like...
Yeah, shout out Joseph and Carlos. Is it just you three guys right now?
Chiqui.
And then
Pancho from Univision comes on sometimes and...
Oh, cool.
Helps us out sometimes.
Wow.
Shout out to all of them.
Look at that. All right, very cool. Hey, did you go on your cruise yet, Josh?
No, I leave Sunday.
Sunday.
So I'm going to miss the game.
Yeah.
I'll be watching it on my iPad as I drive to
California. On ESPN, too.
Yeah, because I'll be out of the geofence.
National TV.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, that'll be cool. How long are you gone for?
I'll be gone until Sunday to Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Dude, just mute your phone.
Well, I'll be in the middle of the ocean, so I won't have service anyway.
Are you scared?
No. I love cruises.
Really?
This is like my fifth cruise.
Wow.
Cruises are great.
That's cool.
Are you scared of like the Kraken or whatever?
Yeah, dude. Like ocean? Open ocean is scary, bro.
I'm pumped because like this is just a little cruise, right? But it's like where all the Tic Tac like UFO sightings are.
Oh, the Bermuda Triangle, huh?
No.
All right.
That's,
no?
That's the Gulf.
Oh, okay.
This is like Catalina to San Diego, that kind of region.
Oh, that's safe though, dude.
Yeah, but that's where the UFOs are right now, so I hope yeah. I see one. I'll report back if I see any UFOs.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay up all night.
Your head's going to split open in half and a little alien's going to crawl out and just leave your body, dude.
That'd be pretty dope.
Like, you don't even know you're an alien until you're out there.
I was going to say, he's going to like that too much.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on the front of the ship doing, like, the Titanic yeah. thing and, like, this beam of green light's going to come suck me
Gone. Well, that'll be cool, man.
Yeah, so I think, you know, me being gone will be good luck for RSL.
Yeah, not watching.
Happens.
That's
yeah.
been a while. Yeah. Yeah. Alex, what do you got going on that's cool, dude? Just more KSL stuff?
Yeah, more KSL stuff. More stuff with you guys. More stuff with the Spanish podcast work. My car, RIP.
Oh, no. What happened to your car?
I hit something on the freeway.
Something?
Broke my oil pan. Yeah, someone dropped like metal scraps over on I-15. I was cruising down at like 11 p.m. I was on cruise control. Maybe going a little bit over, but
yeah,
hit it right like straight on, dude.
That's crazy.
Punctured my oil pan, so now my car's in the shop, and I'm really bummed about it.
Gotcha. Okay, you'll be fine, dude. It'll be okay.
Yeah, don't take it to Jeffy Lube.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. No, you don't do that. What about you, Isaac? What's going on in your life, dude?
I'm working, and then getting into editing some more, and then also I am coding, doing a lot of coding right now.
Dude, Isaac's just going to quit the podcast one day. He's going to be like, hey, I just got a like new starting job, $160,000.
You go live in L.A.?
Yeah.
San Diego.
Going to go code in San Diego. Yeah. Let's see. Dude, I just got done with like the best and the worst like project of my life with MLS. The best meaning it was the most challenging, but the worst meaning that it took a toll on me. Like, I was so stressful.
Yeah, you're all stress buckled.
Dude, it was like every night constant, just revisions, changing this, changing that. It's out. It's cool. When we pump out the content, it's not so much for like social media. That's not what I do there. It's like long form content. So it goes on to like TUDN. It's shown on like Spanish channels on TV. It's really, really cool stuff. But man, dude, I hit send on that final file project, like everything. And I just feel amazing right now. But, of course, now they're like, hey, can you do some more work? Right?
You're like, nope.
It's whatever. Sense. I'm really happy about it. But, dude, one of the biggest regrets I have, and I see it all the time, like San Diego Loyal. So, first off, like, they got really cool kits today. Their social media is dope. Like, they've got, like, Tony Hawk, You've got pro skateboarders like Willie Santos. Mm-hmm. All this cool stuff happening, dude. I think like a year and a half ago, I had a conversation with them, and they basically offered me a job to go down there and create content for them. And it's like easily one of the biggest regrets that I have not going, because man, they're doing just such cool stuff.
Yeah.
But I learned a lot staying here. So whatever.
It'd be cool if you could do that stuff like a la carte for them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to come down for this weekend's match.
I offered.
You know what I mean?
I offered. I was like, would you guys take like a remote editor gig or something like that? You know? And man. I always look at it. I'm like, dang, dude, it would have been so cool. Anyways, yeah, that's it. Big project done and over with. I'm really happy about it. And I went to the Paramore concert, which I'm not a huge fan of, but they were great. It was fun.
Who opened for them?
Nobody. They just took the stage and started. It was nice.
That happens?
No, wait, I think they did. I think we got there a little bit late. So,
okay. Like everyone has an opener.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, let's get into soccer talk, shall we? The news of the week is something. Okay, whatever. Let's back up. Real Salt Lake goes to Los Angeles.
Right.
Plays the beloved Galaxy, which, by the way, I will fully come out and say that if RSL wasn't a club, or if they did something to like royally piss off the fan base,
you would go Galaxy?
I'd probably go Galaxy. Out of all the teams in the league, yeah. No, I wouldn't go, no.
Man, I think I would be a Trump and go LAFC just because I like their jerseys.
Oh, I like this conversation. So you would immediately sell out to LAFC.
No, if between the Southern California teams.
Between Southern California. Yeah, okay, if you had to support like another MLS team that wasn't Real Salt Lake, because let's just say whatever.
Let's just say Rio Tinto falls into...
Or if it never existed.
They ceased to exist, yeah.
And you still live in Salt Lake. Don't tell me you'd be a Rapids fan.
No, so RSL has existed, though. Like, we don't know of any of the history. I wouldn't be a Rapids fan, because
okay,
trash.
Sure, okay. Tough. All right, whatever. You get banned, you get blocked on Twitter by Real Salt Lake, and you got to choose a new club because you're so mad, right? And you're over it.
Probably Vancouver.
You'd be a Vancouver fan?
Yeah.
Why?
Then I would have a hard time, so I would probably just pick whoever was good that year. Not lying.
All right. So I'd go LA Galaxy, dude, because there's always cool rumors, signings, whatever.
Sure, but so
I just don't like the polished look of like LAFC. I love LAFC, everything they've done, but it's just too polished for me.
Black and gold is too sweet, dude.
And LA Galaxy is like underdogish.
It's weird hearing anyone call LA Galaxy underdogs.
They fell off, dude. They haven't been good since like the Beckham era.
Yeah, you wonder why too, man. Like they haven't not signed players, which is the wild part. Like,
yeah.
They're the little brother out of nowhere.
All right, Annapolis, what about you, dude? What if you had to support another team? Oh, wait, can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
You would do like Houston or FC Dallas, a team like that, dude.
I was actually going to say, Union or Dallas.
Austin FC would be a good choice, too.
Austin FC's fans, dude, impressed me.
Yeah, I might go Austin FC, actually.
Yeah.
Because also,
watching that on the broadcast, I was very impressed with Q2.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
There's a lot of teams that
So you'd go Austin FC? You got to choose it. You got to tell us. No, you can't say Union or Dallas.
No, I said Dallas or Union.
No.
All right, then Union. I'll go Union.
Just because they've been good for like the last couple years?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Why not? And then suffer in like 5 years when they're no longer good.
Yeah.
Oh, this is when you switch teams. Because you have no allegiance.
Bro, I've done that with the EPL, dude, so many times.
You've done it 3 times this season alone.
Yeah, I'm still following Leicester to this day, bro.
Because of Vardy? Yeah. You became a fan when Vardy.
It's rough, bro.
It was 2015, huh? Rough, I thought you were a Liverpool fan.
No. I like Leicester.
Yeah, okay.
I like Liverpool's style of play, and I use them in FIFA.
Okay.
But Leicester, even though they suck right now, suffering.
Dude, don't even get me started on FIFA games, bro. They piss me off, dude. Same game, literally, same game. Hey, we added a new stadium. You know what I mean?
That's literally all they do. And yeah. It sucks.
But you still buy it.
I
miss when you could like build your own stadium, right? So if you did like career mode.
They re-added it.
Did they?
They did.
Where you can like expand your stadium.
Yeah.
Like change your concessions.
Yep.
You used to be able to change your jerseys.
Name it America First Field.
I don't know the extent of it, but on on 22, the one that they came out this last year, you can go back and do a career mode. Make your own fake team. customize the stadium.
Yeah,
customize
see, jerseys. I missed that. It's pretty cool. I'm pumped on that. But they are including AFC Richmond in this.
Shout out to the last next
iteration.
Horrible show.
No.
It's a bad show. No. It's never such seen a bad it. Show.
I will fight you to the
What
death.
Do you think, guys? Is it good or bad?
I've never seen it.
It's lame, dude. Go watch it. Just watch it and tell me what you think. All right, Isaac.
That's the worst take I've heard in a long time.
Real Salt Lake, you can't be a fan because they blocked you on Twitter. You're over it. what team? What team would you go with?
New England.
Ew. Oh, I like that choice, dude. Yeah,
New England Revolution's sick.
Yeah.
It's not sick.
The Revs are not bad.
It's the worst logo in the league.
They fixed it a few times.
It's still bad.
Yeah.
But I'm not there for the logo. I'm there for the team.
Is Bruce Arena still coaching?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Or
is it because of your allegiance to, like, the U.S.?
No. It's just I've been to Boston, so that's all I can really be.
Just a real
like.
Patriot.
Yeah. Real patriot.
He stole the Declaration of Independence, dude.
Nicolas Cage.
Wow.
As he's wearing his Mexican shirt. Yeah,
he's literally wearing a Mexican shirt right now.
With Chicharito.
Chicharito. Hey, I love that, dude. Lord. All right. That's interesting. So, all right. So I said LA Galaxy, LAFC with Josh, your union, yes. Annapolis, and Isaac would be the Revs. Wow.
The biggest garbage thing teams. For me would be I'd be following players, most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, say if I wasn't a Real fan in Zlatan game, I'm on team whoever he's playing for, right?
Gotcha.
So things like that.
Dude. Fair. Where were you when Zlatan scored that goal from like almost midfield over the keeper? I know you're
LAFC.
Yeah.
I
was sitting on my couch watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Dude, I was in the Walmart parking lot and I think it got tweeted and it stopped me in my tracks and I'm like, "Oh my god."
It was incredible.
It was amazing. What about you?
One of the best goals to this day. I think it was in my I was in bed.
Where were you?
I think I was in bed just scrolling through Twitter.
When Zlatan scored the goal.
Letter to heaven. All right. I know it. Alan Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen the South Park episode where they make fun of that? Yeah. Okay. I'm just having fun this episode. I don't even care, dude. It's postseason. We might lose on Sunday. I don't care. Let's have fun.
Whatever happens at this point.
Yeah, screw this show, you know? All right. Isaac.
It's the worst podcast for RSL.
Honestly, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The worst. We're trash, dude. Who's the best podcast? Claret?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's because they work there.
Yeah.
It's true.
They got the plugs, dude.
Yeah. He does have the plugs, for sure. Isaac, where were you when Zlatan...
Where were you?
Yeah.
When Zlatan scored the goal.
I was on Twitter, maybe, at my house. Probably. I didn't watch the game.
Okay.
Boring.
Yeah.
Well, that's where he was.
Yeah. All right. Real Salt Lake Galaxy. Let's just skip the meat and the potato, shall we? Should we just go straight into GLAAD?
No, because I want to talk about how annoying Chicharito was that entire match, dude.
Dude. All right, go ahead. Tell us why.
No, like, it was the entire LA Galaxy team, but just the...
I just feel like there's some undertones there, man. Like, your hate for Chicharito just something.
It reflects my true hatred for you.
That's weird. I don't get it, dude. You've always hate. You didn't even like him on his time in like United.
No, I didn't.
No. Nothing.
No, they were playing dirty, and I love when people play dirty, but I don't know. I was just annoyed.
Dirty and like how? Like, tell me.
Just cheap fouls, going down easy.
Going to the ground, yeah.
Yeah.
Chicharito, he got... did somebody get carded or talking
did.
To? Yeah.
Yeah. He got a card.
For
flopping.
Yeah, for flopping.
Yeah.
Can you blame him, though? Like, come on.
No, I mean, that's what you do, but it's annoying when it's the other team.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my favorite play was his no-look pass to nobody. that was so good.
You only like that because
that
it's
was
like...
so good.
It's, all right.
Can you imagine if, like, Cordova would have done that?
But it's like, okay. All right, a little bit of his...
No,
like,
but that's
50-50.
That's
it's good
a knock on
IQ.
LA. That's a knock on LA. Someone should have been making that run.
Yeah.
That is true.
That really wasn't a Chicha thing.
But also to like
someone should have been there.
But still, you're Chicharito. You could take a glance back over your shoulder and determine if you need to take a
shot.
You
just like that. Like quick look.
Yeah.
Quick obviously
look.
No one's there.
Yeah. What did you think of that, Alex?
I think there were soft PKs, but I think for the most part, like, they felt the contact. They saw the contact. They went down. They went
down. Which is what you expect.
It's, yeah, it's just veteran moves, you know? It's just veteran moves to try to get the PK, try to draw the PK. And they did it both in this. They did it in that situation where Chicharito was with Silva and then earlier with Ricky Puch. It sucks being, like, on, you know, on the other side of it, because it's a soft penalty, but
when you get him your way, it's fine.
Yeah, when you get enough contact on it, it's a fair PK.
How about Zach McMath, though?
Zach McMath.
Another penalty save.
Yeah,
good. Which is funny, because David Ochoa saved a PK earlier, and I saw a lot of people tweeting. They're like, oh, well, if we had David Ochoa, then McMath does that.
One out of two in a game isn't bad.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, he's winning me over a little bit. He's doing good.
Good job, Zach. I'm mistaken. Did the referee even check the VAR?
No.
That was okay.
That was that match. It was they walked over and the screen was off, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
There was that situation where it was quote unquote unplugged. And league norms now, I guess they like barely announced this like a month ago. If the screen doesn't work when the ref goes over, they have to take what the guy upstairs says.
Yeah, and that's what I figured happened. So, I saw that whole... I saw everybody kind of tweeting like, oh, well, how are you going to make a decision if you can't even say... Dude, there's somebody in his ear. And if the monitor's not working, like, you have to know that there's someone in his ear.
But how convenient.
Right.
Right?
Your face right now.
How convenient for the monitor to suddenly stop
MLS
working.
Conspiracies.
I wish people could see your face, dude.
It just drives me nuts.
Yeah, it's true, though. But,
It's ridiculous. Like, if that was MLS Cup Final and the monitor suddenly wasn't working, like... Because then what? Like, the referee could get in his ear for anything and be like, oh, did you see that penalty? It's a red card.
Yeah.
Give him a red card right now. You know what I mean?
And it just barely happened for the first time, like, a month ago. Like, it never happened before in the league. It happened a month ago. I don't remember what game it was. But then, literally that same week, the MLS was like, hey... This is the new norm. If he tells you in your ear, like, hey, something's wrong here, you have to go with that.
Why don't they just put it up on the Jumbotron at that point? You know what I mean?
That's,
like,
that's a good point. That's a good
point. Sure, the fans will jeer, but, like, at least he can see it.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with it, but...
The video footage is funny, because he runs over to it, the screen's clearly off, and then he just kind of, like, turns around and points at the spot.
Yeah, and he does that little head shrug, like, okay. Okay, I guess it's a penalty.
I think he's just communicating.
But then it's also like, you know, it's his last match. You know what I mean? Like, is he just throwing the Galaxy a bone for his last match type thing?
Which it kind of felt like at some points, because, like...
Oh, there was
I was going to bring up my next point with Kevin Stott. He is a veteran seasoned ref. He's been with the league since the day it started. But he was making some really questionable decisions and some really questionable calls. So it just felt like he was kind of like giving LA the little push of like, hey, go on and win this one.
It's back to the conspiracy theory, right? Like, you want LA Galaxy back in the playoffs.
Yeah, there were some calls, though, like that favored us towards the end, though. You know, kind of play on calls, little calls.
I think some of the play ons were absolutely ridiculous. There was no advantage in a lot of them, but hey, I digress. It's whatever.
All right.
But that rule needs to stick around for the entirety now until they find a backup.
Yeah.
Because if suddenly next week they go, oh, VAR doesn't work, just, you know, it's on the referee or something, like, they can't be flip-flopping these decisions now.
Yeah, I mean, but what do you do in that instance, right? It's like, do you...
Well,
you got to implement that rule, or you just do it with VAR. We know VAR is not going
to
go anywhere.
Right. They need to figure out a better, like, at least a backup, right? How many iPads are on the sideline? How many?
Yeah, it makes a question.
There's ways.
I think right now, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but I think right now the norm in, like, the Prem.
Yeah, they just listen to whatever the VAR guy says.
No, the middle guy has, like, the final say. So if he were to go to the screen, it wasn't working, whatever the center ref decided, that would be what would go.
Right, the one that saw it live and it's whatever.
Whatever,
though. Who cares?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, if you trust the process and there's no conspiracy, then you would think that the person who's watching the replay in VAR up in the booth is giving the actual...
Except Don Garber is actually sitting next to him.
Yeah.
They're watching The Simpsons.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
hey, Chicharito making his first playoff run... In MLS.
He deserves it.
He deserves it, man.
He deserves it.
Even if he got a little push, you know, from MLS or the refs or whatever. And remember, I'm just
You're just a fanboy. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. My opinion is nothing. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I'm happy for the galaxy. It's great for him.
All right. So, okay, so the weekend hits and some favorable odds happen for us, right? Like the games that needed to...
Whoa. I don't want to interrupt you there, but we still need to talk about Jay Glad.
Oh, that's right. All right, let's go back. Justin Glad, two opportunities to bury... What was the result at that point? Or what was the score?
It was 1-1.
So, almost like 3 points in the bag, right?
Yeah, just
good. Had he gotten one of the two opportunities, yeah.
So, I think the first one, he was pretty open, takes a shot, and then the second was the header. Is that the
correct? They were both headers.
The
first header was actually very good. It's a very good header and a great save by the goalkeeper.
By the way, I watch, like, just for all disclosure, it's not that I don't pay attention, but I literally watch. I watch like 5 or 6 weekend matches, and so if I'm a little off, that's why. Anyways, resume.
The first one was a very good header, but the second one, dude, it's a sitter.
Yeah, wide open. Goalkeeper is nowhere to be found,
it's
right?
It's an absolute sitter, bro, and you gotta score those, bro. It's just, it was so frustrating just watching this whole thing unfold, because he's
imagine
like,
being him.
Yeah, he's just completely
He went to ground.
Oh, he was you could tell he was devastated.
Pretty torn up. Well, because at that time, it was like so uncertain, right? Because then it was just kind of results-based.
Right, and
whether
they were in stoppage time.
Yeah, at that point, those 3 points would have put us over the line again, you know? And then with that, you can visibly see the frustration and kind of the, disappointment, I guess, in the players' faces right after that happens. Because now you have to sit and wait for Sunday to see how all those results play out.
And just puts the absolute pressure on RSL at home. Yeah. At least we're at home.
Yeah.
If we were away at Portland, I'd write it off completely and say, let's enjoy watching everyone else. You
want to
know
a fun fact?
Fun fact.
RSL's only won 2 games against Portland since the start of the 2018 season.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. One of them was an absolutely incredible playoff game, though.
Yes. One was the playoff game.
Wasn't one of those like a 6-0, 6-1?
Yeah, we lost 6-1.
I remembering that.
Yeah, there was that 4-4 draw. A lot of crazy games against Portland.
Yeah, we didn't fare well against Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Sunday has the potential to be the goodbye tour.
But this is, for all intents and purposes, the worst Portland team we've seen in a while. So. Which they're still good, but like.
Yeah.
They're not the perennial Portland powerhouse they have been the last few years.
That and I think there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, Deloitte situation they have it's got to be a distraction for them,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
So for some people who maybe didn't follow that, me being one of them, I just kind of looked casually, and I had seen that stuff went down, the announcement from the Timbers, the Thorns. So who's got the information? Do you know like exactly who was let go on which side or for what? Because I don't. I just kind of brushed over it.
I know a little bit.
I don't. I've read about it, but I don't know enough about it to like speak about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. I just know there's been abuse, especially with the women.
Right.
A lot of things have been covered up by Merritt Paulson, who's already proven to be a real garbage human, a lot like DLH. It's just not looking good for them up there. I think there's a lot of pressure for Paulson to sell both clubs.
Yeah that's kind of what I had. I mean, I had seen that much. Yeah. That the fans are just kind of tearing into it. So
I need to look into it a lot more. I just haven't.
They did fire 2 executives today who were clearly involved with like covering things up. So, I mean, this is a step in the right direction.
That's crazy, man.
Sounds
like a familiar situation.
Oh, it's all too familiar.
Not to say that there was like any cover ups on the Real Salt Lake side, but. When everything came out, it just came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was surprising. A lot of people within the staff was just like, yeah, that happened.
It was normal, quote unquote, yeah.
Yeah, just opened it up.
Whole can of worms.
What was like the craziest thing? There was, I remember there was a story where he who shall not be named, like he called up white blonde females at a Christmas party only. And it kind of left like the minority was not a part of it. And
paying for some surgeries for specific people.
Yeah.
Weird.
A lot of stuff.
Strange things.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, I get hyped on the Hispanic stuff, but it's like, let's see how long it lasts to win us back.
That was definitely the biggest one.
Yeah,
that one was...
That was bad, man. All that stuff is in the library. Go back a year and a half ago.
2 years now.
2 years.
Maybe even more.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, Real Salt Lake. Yeah, that's right. They drew with LA Galaxy 1-1. Then Sunday, October 2nd comes around. And I guess the result that matters the most is between LAFC and Portland. If Portland had won, things would have gone much better for them. They lose to LAFC 2-1. And then the match aside of that, which makes me really happy, SKC beats the Sounders at home 1-0.
Yep.
Kills the Sounders playoff. Making the playoffs for however long consecutive years
since they joined.
Since they joined.
It'll be, and this isn't even a dig at Rusnak, right? I'm completely over the Rusnak thing, but.
Yeah, and you got to acknowledge for sure, like, I mean, they won a championship.
Right, but, like, it's just, it'll be nice to see a playoff without going, like, oh man, here comes Seattle on their run. We're going to have to watch Seattle on the final again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But talk
it is
about
nice
a,
to have a yeah, yeah. That's a big team to eliminate.
Anytime a powerhouse isn't in the conversation, it's like refreshing. It's for true. Me. Yeah. But
shakes it up a bit.
But also for Seattle, like I know they had a little dip in form at the beginning of the season because of Champions League. But man, it's almost unexcusable with the amount of talent they have on that roster. I want to know. I'm very curious what really went wrong there.
Yeah.
To not even squeak into the playoffs, right? Like, that was only the first month or two of the season that was, you know, busy for them. So where did it go wrong, right?
Yeah, that's true. There was, I was watching that match, and, they do the post interviews with the coach, and is it Smetzer? Is that his name?
Smetzer, yeah.
Yeah, Smetzer. Super familiar face all around the league. Everybody knows who he is, obviously, like, has had so much success with the Sounders. But you know what? If people are upset about how Pablo manages the, you know, like, the post-match comments, I dare you to go listen to Smetzer because, like, his... Or Smetzer, I don't know if I'm saying it right. The way he... Like, his delivery and his reason for the Sounders not making the playoffs, it was just, like... It was weird. Like, you just... It's thanks, Josh. You don't need to edit that out, Isaac. You're fine. Is that Instagram?
That's Twitter.
Oh, Twitter?
Twitter hasn't been doing that to me.
Yeah,
I was trying to find a highlight.
Instagram does it. Anyways, Smetzer, his reasoning, like, his just everything, his demeanor was just so, like, low. And it was, like, the worst explanation. Beating around the bush. And at that moment, I'm like, man, if Arsenal fans could see this guy talk and then compare it to, like, what Pablo's saying... They would probably appreciate Pablo a lot more.
But does he get a pass because he has MLS Cups and a Champions League behind him?
Big time, yeah.
Absolutely.
He does.
That's where, like, the little bit of the difference is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. So, you know, one thing that, a big narrative about Pablo Mascherini is that he doesn't take accountability and kind of shelves it off to either the players in question or in hand. I think all too often this fan base just gets caught up with one narrative and just rolls with that. I'm sure there's an audio clip out there somewhere, an interview that we haven't seen, where he takes accountability. So
maybe.
I don't think it's an issue. Can you guys recall? Can you recall anything where he's like, hey, it's on me?
Not off the top of my head, but I'm sure there's
yeah, it's somewhere it exists out there, right?
I have a weird love-hate with Pablo, right?
Yeah.
Like, I do find him motivational. I do enjoy his positivity. I feel like he subs like Freddie. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of weird...
So what is he good at and what is he not good at?
I don't think he's good at setting a starting 11. Or the substitutions therefore after. But obviously he's good at locker room culture. Stuff like that.
Yeah. So you were saying, like, he's good at vibes.
Sure. But imagine starting Luna instead of Waffelsund.
Yeah.
That game's entirely different. We were not creative whatsoever. You put in the guy in the right spot, right? So, like, I just, like, question a lot of his decision-making.
Yeah. Well, it's tough decision-making, dude, because you have a strong success to the season. Let's say if Real Salt Lake were to keep that tempo where they came in just strong.
If they kept that tempo.
Yeah, let's say they kept that tempo and you're above the playoff line and you're sitting comfortably, right? Like,
yeah, then you could lose a few matches.
Yeah, exactly, because at that time you can experiment and you can do these change-ups and you can do all that. I think where the hesitancy or like the creativeness in what you're describing is it really the best time to experiment?
Is that an experiment, though? Because he's technically experimenting playing Jasper out of position, not playing a guy in position that can create. So he is experimenting. He's playing Oviedo out of position on one wing, right? There's experimenting going on instead of playing the seemingly obvious answer.
You want to drop your mic now?
No.
All right. No, that was good.
But
I'm trying to get your questions. Yeah,
it's just questions, right?
I'm trying to figure it out.
You see these things. You see that 11, and you're going, why is Jasper playing that high? Why isn't Luna? What's Luna doing that's so bad that he can't even get a start in his position?
I mean, there were talks about, I don't see it, but there were talks about Diego Luna not being his fittest. In terms of weight or like just a blocky build, and they're trying to get him to sweat some pounds off.
Listen, he's starting for the U-20s. They don't care about it. He's going the distance. He's getting minutes off the bench. Like, play him 60 and then decide if you need to pull him off for fitness.
Alex, you're nodding your head. What do you think?
So we actually asked him yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's on El Show RSL.
Luna or Pablo?
Luna.
Okay.
We actually asked Diego Luna yesterday why Jasper. Why did Jasper start at the 10 over Luna against the LA Galaxy? We asked him if it was that. If it's just something that he's missing physically, something that he's missing, energy-wise. Like, I don't know. And his response was actually very good, very professional. He just said, look, in this game, Pablo opted to go for someone who had more experience defensively. He wanted to kind of put Jasper in there because Jasper would track back to help close down the midfield.
You're shaking your head no, Josh, but you're playing the Galaxy, dude.
Yeah, that's a good. This is a must-win game. You have to have some offense.
Yeah.
So you're going to play what? What did we play? Four defenders, two defensive midfielders, and another eight in the attack. Like, it's overkill, man. You ever heard the whole saying, you know, the best offense is defense or whatever? It goes.
No, I haven't heard that yet.
But it goes both ways, right? Like, if you score goals, you have to rely less on bunkering down. Like, you can't play every game hoping you don't get scored on.
Yeah.
It's absolutely absurd to me.
Well, and that's the thing too. Right now is I don't think the defense right now is Ralph Lake's issue.
No, it's scoring goals.
I think every game we go out there with a very good defensive plan. I think they do a very good job of shutting down the attack of the other team.
Yeah, and then we just don't produce.
Yeah, I think defensively we're pretty strong. We saw it against Cincy, stopping that crazy attack with Brenner and Acosta and Vasquez to an extent, but. And it's the attack that's lacking right now.
Yeah,
it's the players recognize it. I saw a video today with Justin Glad saying, look, we just got to score. That's the only thing that's not happening right now. And I have to agree.
But we can't score playing eight defenders.
Right.
Like, it's ridiculous.
And if you're relying on your chances, again, like we've said in the past, you know, on a Glad header. In this instance,
or a through ball. Like a long through ball.
Yeah.
Like, it's that's the kind of thing that irritates me. Like, it's the dumbest game plan.
Yeah.
It's so stupid and counterintuitive. I can't even.
You can't?
I can't right now.
I get it. I get wanting to put Jasper there because you got Caldwell against Ricky Pooch. You know? I get wanting to have Jasper come down, help more defensively, help bunker down defensively more. But like I said, that's not the issue right now. The issue is the creativity. We don't have the creativity to go and score the goals.
Or play Jasper next to Ojeda.
Yeah.
And let Jasper take care of Ricky Pooch.
Yeah.
Right? You already didn't we did Ojeda not play on the wing?
Wait, on this last one?
Yeah, did he play on the wing? I can't remember.
No, he was center. He was centrally with Caldwell.
No,
against LA.
Oviedo, sorry.
Oviedo, yeah.
Yeah,
he was on the wing.
Right. So like you're losing an attacking spot right there too. Like, it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. It should have been a anyway. Yeah. I mean those It's, and we'll see what the changes, if any, come. Right now, if RSL pulls a result against Portland, and they start making a... Okay, so that's what I was going to say. What are the hopes, right? I just don't feel...
What are we going to do, play 8 defenders to the playoffs and hope to get them last cup without taking a single shot in 3 games again? Like,
yeah,
I know it was only Seattle, but come on.
No.
Right? We don't have Demir there to get some last-minute miracle goal, right? Like,
yeah, we don't have anybody...
The sauce isn't there, man.
And Cordova, you can't really rely on the dude to bag any goals.
So they're basically playing... They're Severino. Saying, have fun. Run around, I guess.
Yeah, Severino, it's just what's going on
there.
Hope
you get the ball, bud.
Yeah, it's just... It's a mess, man. Things are meant to be broken. I think a good sign is Seattle not making the playoffs. Maybe that kind of gives us hope for Portland to come here and take an L. And we advance, but it's just looking so slim.
Do we want to advance? That's the real question. And I know that is, like, the weirdest thing for a fan to say.
I think if we don't make the playoffs, it's going to shake it up.
That's what needs
it's
to happen.
There's going to be a big shakeup.
I just don't know, because I think even if we do make it and go for a first-round exit, what's going to stop Ryan Smith from looking at this and be like, all right, full Jazz mode? Because, I mean, the Jazz made it to the first round. And then all of a sudden, everything was out the door.
He cares about the Jazz?
You don't think he cares about RSL?
Not the same way. Not
that's,
in a...
No, but it's different, man. I mean, the Jazz have supers. They had superstars.
I'm just really afraid that if we make playoffs, it's... I can just see ownership using that same excuse that we saw at the beginning of the
year.
It's good enough. Exactly. It's good enough. And I don't want that. I want this team to actually be competitive, which... I don't know if you guys saw Elliot Fall's comments on the radio, but they asked him, they were like, hey, they basically were like, hey, is this the goal? Is this your guys' goal just to make the playoffs? And he said, well, that's one of the goals. Like, that's not the main goal, but that's just one of the goals. And so that just makes me wonder, what else are you aiming for? Because if it's MLS Cup, I just don't think you're going to get it with what you have now.
Yeah. It would be interesting to see the 2022 like season goals, right? Kind of written out, laid out, clear,
and like what's considered successful. Right?
Yeah, because I'm sure somewhere on that list is ownership, culture,
sellouts,
upgrade, sponsor. Yeah, sellouts. Nice job, nice work, Isaac. That was good. Good job. Making the playoffs, right? I'm sure MLS Cup is on there, but it's like, whatever. You throw MLS Cup because you need to.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the story of old, man.
I get it. Like, it's ownership's first year. It takes time. I said it last episode. You don't build Rome overnight.
No, but so they have America First money now. For
right.
Next
and,
year.
And so I think heading into this offseason, no matter what the result is and no matter what we look at, when, you know, the final whistle goes off and, you know, we're either eliminated or we don't make it, now is the time to be critical of what they're going to do to get the team ready for next year.
Right, because...
And we made the joke, LA's out here going out for Suarez, and our biggest sign is going to be Danny Mufsosky, you know? But it truly is time to, like, criticize everyone they're going to bring in.
Our biggest signing is going to be...
re-signing the guy that we signed that has
what's
done nothing.
What's the dude from Nashville SC that kicked our dude in the stomach?
Dax McCarty.
Yeah, watch us get like Dax McCarty for some stupid reason.
For me, like, I want to go from a team that can maybe win the playoffs, couple signings here or there, to make it a team that, I don't know, can push for Champions League, can be competitive in Nations League.
Right.
It would just be nice. It'd be nice to have a DP or two that could score consistent goals. You know, to not have to play guys out of position. It would just be nice. That's all.
Yeah.
To not have to rely on a guy that had back surgery and that may or may not come back for the year.
Yep.
Right? Like, that should have never been the excuse.
I mean, dude, I mean, at this rate, it's like, who knows if he'll be ready in shape for 2023.
His career may be over. Yeah. No one knows.
Yeah.
Right? And Bobby Wood's not the answer either.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Forgot about that guy. Yeah, he's had a surgery. He's done.
He is surgery, dude.
Yeah, he had surgery, which really sucks. Because like what 3 weeks ago they were like, "Hey, he's coming back." He was running.
Once.
Yeah, he was running in training. Like, he was looking good in training, and then all of a sudden he wasn't there. And so I don't remember who they asked, but they were like, "Oh yeah, give him a couple weeks. Like, he'll be good." And then now we go to training again. Bobby Woods just had surgery.
Okay, so again, what's the lifespan on his career?
Yeah. Right.
Right. What, when is he at a season where he played 80% of the matches? 2007? Like,
yeah, man, that's rough, dude.
So it's just,
it feels like
the team needs a revamp.
Yeah.
Whether it's bringing Kay up and letting him be our striker, whether it's getting a DP to play alongside of him, to get Savas of some support. I don't know what needs to happen, but moves need to be made. Goals need to be scored.
Yeah, it feels like the wick is like burning at both ends, you know?
Yeah, the timer on the hourglass that's been flipped over, like, it's running out of sand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's so weird, man. It's weird to be in this spot. And I saw some talk today on Twitter about, you know, RSL technically kind of being in the exact same spot that they were last year going into the playoffs.
It feels no different.
It does feel different, though, because back then we had a pretty stacked squad. And well, we were doing really well.
We also had the, we don't have ownership. It's a miracle we've gone this far. Yeah. Right?
That was like the chip on the shoulder, right?
Right.
And now it's like we have ownership and cool graffiti at the stadium, and we have mariachis now. But right. It's like the product on the field. Now it's like, it's weird, man. It's such a big trade-off, right? It's between the two. Last year we had nothing, and then boom, the play is awesome.
The other thing that's annoying about, so like, our offseason technically wasn't that bad, right? Ojeda and Oviedo.
Decent, yeah.
Good signings. Ojeda's, I love
the signings.
The problem is, they were so set on Cuellar, which should have been done in January.
Right.
That they waited way too long until the deadline day. We could have had these two playing 3 months earlier.
And it makes you question the backups.
Right. So
why don't you have like another big hitter just as big as Cuellar in your back pocket?
Why is he the only target?
Yeah.
Go after so many, X amount of guys, right? Is that we don't have enough people on the scouting side of things, which
it's like we're relying on Luke Mulholland,
right? So that, there's your answer. But like, what results are different if we get those guys 2-3 months earlier?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead,
or
of
at least have some options, man. Yeah. You're letting the players kind of drag you along. Where in reality, it's
you should be dragging them along.
Exactly.
Right.
I think that role needs to kind of flip, and you need to have a better poker face,
right, or be or far not more show, aggressive yeah, going into.
Don't show all your cards, right?
Right.
You can. It's okay. You can drag them along a little bit, promise them a little bit, and then at the end of the day, if the deal doesn't get done because the other guy is maybe better than you, that's right. The real world. That's life. That's
but let every that happen. Job. Don't let the players screw your team over because you're dragging your feet. You're not making these concessions. Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see that process, and you know, is it on the RSL side, like they're just not aggressive, or is RSL aggressive but nobody wants to talk?
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard, I don't know if this is true or not, but a lot of the Cuellar stuff, not moving on from him sooner, was Pablo.
Gotcha.
But I can't confirm nor deny that. But I would not be surprised if the coach wouldn't budge. But again, as the general manager, you should go, hey, Pablo, yep. This signing's not happening.
Forget your feelings. Yeah. And you would think that Pablo, if that story is true, we don't know if it's true or not. Would understand, yeah.
Right,
or not even be fazed by it. Sure, yeah, bring me somebody.
Yeah, because I truly believe, I'm not throwing Musovski in here because I don't think he's really going to make that much difference, but Ojeda and Oviedo, my God, it's killing me. Earlier in the summer, would have stopped some of the skids, right? Maybe changed some results. So, yeah. I really do. Yep. So that's just another irritant, I guess.
And I kind of want to go back to what you said here just this minute ago about kind of the difference. Because, I mean, we are in the same spot that we were exactly a year ago. And I feel like the difference has a lot to do with that ownership. I feel mm-hmm. like a lot of the big difference has to do with that run. You know, no one expected that run. No one expected us to make it to Western Conference Finals. I don't even think Rouse Lake expected to make it to the Conference Final.
I didn't.
Honestly. No. No, I don't think anybody did. But that gives you hope as a fan base. That gives you hope. You know, you come into this next season, you have a fantastic season. You get all these wins, you're second place in the West, and then everything just kind of tumbles and tumbles and tumbles and tumbles, and it feels like nothing was really done about it.
And nothing, it feels like nothing was done to stop this kid.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I feel like last year, looking in, being in the same position last year, we're looking at it as like, hey, you know, let's go out, let's win this game. Like, you're pumped. This year, you know, we're in a we're in that same situation, but it just feels so much more different.
Captainless,
but so much more, so much more disappointing.
Captainless.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It's got to come down to that. I think Demir's that factor. You saw that video of him giving the pregame speech.
That was beautiful,
right?
I was about to run through a wall, dude.
Yeah, it fired you up, right? I think that's really the big difference, man. Yeah, I know it's just one person, but that's a huge person to lose in a situation like that, especially for playoffs where it's week to week. Where, you know, it was correct my order if I'm wrong, but it was Sounders, and then was it it was Sounders, Portland, and then they or
it was Sounders.
Was it KC?
Seattle.
Was it SKC first?
Seattle and SKC.
Yeah, sorry, Seattle SKC lost. To Timbers.
Lost to Portland, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think when you're getting hot like that, and like I just mentioned earlier, just... It was a... You know, it's not a super stacked roster, right? It's not like LAFC, but at least we had reliable players. And you got Demir, dude. Demir's just the glue. Like, yep. That's it. That guy can motivate anybody. And when you're captaining a team like that, especially with a... We have veteran players, but those veteran players, like in Oviedo, Ojeda, they don't know. They don't really know the style of play with Real Salt Lake. Yeah, they've been here training, but literally, dude, those guys got here in what? Like
at the end of September.
That's insane. So it's hard to put those expectations down and just think, okay, yeah, all the spots are filled. We're going to kill it. Man, I hate myself because when I start talking like this, when you start thinking of, okay, where are we? What do we actually have? What pieces? Are we in a good spot? Like,
we're not.
We're not in a good spot. But then also the optimism side is, well, damn, dude. Like, we're gonna be playing here
on Sunday, and I want
to Sunday.
Win. But then, like, against the Portland. Other side of me is like, yeah. You know, yeah. It's such a hard spot to be right. In because the short term is exciting, the long term is terrifying.
And yeah. I think we all feel this way right now, honestly.
This is a great way to feel, though. Because, man, you don't know.
You don't know. But
they might make a run.
Yeah. We could be MLS Cup champions, and I could be like, well, all right. I don't agree with how we did it, but
we'll
did it.
We'll delete the RSL show Twitter account
yeah,
if that happens.
That's the thing, dude. This league is just so unpredictable. Like, yeah. You think you know what's going to happen. You think you know what's going on. And then something else completely differently is going to happen because, kind of going back to the results on Sunday, Vancouver was done and out, dude.
Yep.
Vancouver was done and out. Austin comes over to Vancouver. Austin is Austin. You know, they've been playing fantastic all year. And then they go and drop an egg in Vancouver. Vancouver scores two. Now Vancouver have a chance.
Yeah.
It's just so unpredictable.
And then let me throw this out there, too. So LAFC, stack team, whatever, all these DP players who are maybe not DP players, right?
But they're not going to win because they won Supporters Shield. So that's automatic.
Curse.
Yeah.
I get that. But the thing is it was 1-1 going into, I think, like the 94th minute.
Yeah.
And then their dude, who was like a later sub or just got their start with LAFC, like literally first goal,
yep.
Wins the Supporters Shield.
Yep.
So on paper, kind of like how you were saying, Portland's a bad team, terrible team, whatever. LAFC, literally the Supporter Shield winners, like millions on the rosters, recognizable names, could barely beat Portland. You know what I mean? That's what's wild about the league. And I guess I was kind of using that for an example to say, hey, this league's kind of wild. But now that's actually pretty scary that they held off LAFC like that.
Well, but just remember 2009 RSL when we won the championship.
Yeah.
We had no business being in the playoffs.
Yeah.
We had no business winning, but we did.
Dude, the 2013 run, we had every single business to win.
Yeah, 2013,
that
we had all the business in the world to be there.
RSL scored, but it got called back, right?
Yeah, Sabo. Yeah, more offside. It was not offside. It was not.
It wasn't, but it was called offsides.
VAR would have completely changed 2013.
Oh, 100%.
Colin would have been off with a red.
Yep. Two stars on the kit.
Sabo would have had a goal. There would have been no penalty shootout. The trajectory of RSL's future is entirely different at that point.
I think so. Yeah, it's just going to make that second star sweeter. But, man, who knows, dude? Who knows?
I hope it happens in my lifetime.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's going to happen this year.
Yo, shut up, Isaac. Everything you say does not come true, so stop, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, you're pretty bad at
it. You're bad at it, man. Yeah. Sorry. I think it's weird, man. It's you got to like reverse manifest, you know? You got to try that. You got to be like, yeah, Arsenal's going to lose like 6-0 on
Sunday. Just got to be super negative.
Honestly, okay.
Yeah, you'll fit right in with everybody else.
So, yeah.
Dude, Twitter, by the way, Brandon Steinecker saying that Twitter is the most toxic shit he's ever seen in his life. He's not wrong. Yeah. No, you don't have to edit that. It's fine. He's not wrong. Dude, Twitter is awful, bro. Twitter's awful.
Dude,
I'm starting to hate it. I'm very close
to making my account no longer exist.
Yeah.
Except I love how quick I get news about other teams.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's great. But well, just use the mute function, man.
Oh, my mute is my best friend. That makes life so much
better. When you start muting the people, man, it's great. All right.
I'm just going to start a burner, dude.
Yeah.
And just follow a couple accounts. Just be happy. Yeah.
I could see you do that. Okay. Real Salt Lake. Timbers.
We're going to win just because it's going to piss me off. So we're going to win just because it's going to piss me off.
I want to take the fan goggles off real quick for a second there and try to like analyze this game as a non-fan.
As a non-fan, okay? We win this match.
You got a team who's really struggling to find form. You got a team who's really struggling to score goals. You got a team, but they're very good defensively. They bunker down. I think, like I said, this is probably one of the best defensive seasons we've seen from Marcel. And then on the other side, you got...
They don't have Steve Clarke anymore.
That's true.
Who loves to get shutouts against
us. That's true. And then you look at the Portland team.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who, they're getting hot at like the best time possible.
Espria?
Yeah, Mr. October.
Mr. October, bro. Yeah, Mr. That guy's. Oh, that's going to be the guy
to
shut down.
He's going to be the one who scores on that 94th minute. You
leave him unmarked, bro. Oh, it's going in.
Yeah.
They're just getting hot and they're finding form. They're finding their rhythm at like the perfect time. Like you said, they hung with LAFC last week. They were heading into this with only one loss in like the last like 7 games.
Dude,
it's really hard right now for me to see a positive result. It really is.
It's all going to depend on the lineup.
Espria and Chara, dude. Diego Chara. That guy is
Yimmy scarier to me.
Machine,
both,
bro.
Both the Chara brothers. Yimmy
scares me more.
It's crazy, man. Like, just their ability, their stamina is insane. They're just running around
their
everywhere.
Their age, even.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I think Diego Char is like 36 or something.
Getting up there.
Yeah, they're up there.
Yeah.
Weird, bro. To me, that's still a scary team.
What starting lineup wins this for us, though?
Hang on.
Okay.
Stadium, sellout, whatever.
It's going to be bumping. Well, it's a
I think the Timbers fans, they're going to show up for this one. They're going to show up for this one. It's going to be loud. They're
going
to put
that
whole north side to shame.
Well, you got to remember, I absolutely hate where they put visiting fans because they're above everyone and that sound just carries. Drives me nuts.
Where would you put away fans if you could?
Krylov's corner.
Right next to the La Barra?
Yes. Make it interesting.
Dude, that cannot be good, bro.
Dude, they used to put the RSL fans right next to Colorado's little supporters group.
Right, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You have that big gap right there for that walkway.
That makes sense.
You put a couple of cops there, it's going to be fine. But to make it fun, that's where it should be.
Yeah.
And fair, because when you're above everyone, again, sound travels, and it gives them a weird advantage at home.
It's such an odd spot to put away fans, too.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, they do get loud, and it carries on.
And they have those bleachers that they can just stomp on, and it's obnoxiously loud, dude.
Yeah.
So it's a weird advantage.
And it's funny because, so like the main entrances, right? Like people are usually walking around getting food. So all you hear are the away fans.
Yeah.
Real Salt Lake, you guys need to rethink that one. I like your idea of the Krylov corner. I don't like... I mean, obviously, you would move the Krylov corner.
Sure,
and
sure.
Give the kids
you wouldn't
better
get
seats.
Rid of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, kids. Portland fans want to come, I guess. Yeah. You're out, kids.
But I guess it is nice. I wonder what the seating capacity is in that section on the Krylov corner.
Yeah.
Versus the top, because you can't really fit that many people up there.
Yeah, I'm sure the corner is way bigger.
Even if you give them a little sliver of
But how do you give them the... How do you give away fans the high ground, bro? You know what I mean?
Because those are the quote unquote less desirable seats.
Stupid, man.
It's dumb.
All right.
I get it.
That's got to change.
I hate it. Right?
That's got to change. You got to put all the way, like, put the away fans in, like, the parking lot with, like, a little TV, you know?
Yeah.
Portland fans, can you stand Portland fans? I've met a few. They're decent.
Yeah, it's hit and miss. Yeah. I've met quite a few decent ones. I've been to a lot of Portland matches.
I don't get bugged with Portland because their culture is organic. Like, it's real.
Yeah. There's
real culture, real soccer culture.
And there's annoying fans everywhere. I do love the crying Timber fan meme. That's never going to go away. That's great. But there are definitely more annoying fan bases.
How do you feel about Timber Joey?
Bean's laughing right now.
Okay. Because
he knows my answer.
All right. Gotcha.
There, I'll show you guys if I can find the picture. I'll show you later.
I mean, I expect it to be a huge, huge, cool result.
What's the lineup that gets us the win?
That's kind of why I threw that out as like the Twitter question too, because like,
yeah.
in order to win this, like we need to be
down their throats the entire time.
We need to put guys in their position.
Shocker.
That's all I can say. I think if we head into this one with like Sabla in the middle,
we're doomed.
Teams have figured it out, dude. Like, it doesn't work against anybody anymore.
It did anything.
For like 4 or 5 games, and then since then, Sava's been completely taken out of games. And it's super fresh. Like, yeah, he'll knock off a good pass here and there. Like that, you know, like he had a really good one on the
It's
going to
make him want
to
leave and go back to Brazil, though.
Right, exactly.
All right, so before we get off way too off topic here, let's cover the starting 11. So, Josh, Alex, you guys take this.
Go ahead, Alex.
Well, I mean, we got to put our best out there, especially against a Portland team who, like I said, is getting into form, finding their form, finding their stride. Zach McMath, I think, is a no-brainer.
I'd go Thomas Gomez.
Are you serious right now?
No.
Okay, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. McMath, no-brainer. Aaron Herrera, no-brainer. I think it needs to be a line of four.
Same.
I think it needs to be a line of four with Aaron Herrera, with Marcelo Silva, with Justin Glad, and with Andrew Brody. I think the midfield needs to be a variant of like Ojeda playing off the shoulder of like Loftusen or something. It needs to be Ojeda and Loftusen, some kind of combination to have them in there together. I don't think Ruiz has shown enough to be the answer right now. I don't think Ruiz has shown enough to be the player that's going to make a difference. And Ojeda has, and he's barely played, what, like 5 games? 6
right.
games?
Right. He has the Chara vibes. He can counter Chara by bringing the Chara energy.
Absolutely. I think it needs to be Ojeda and Loftusen. I think those are the two best midfielders right now. On the right, it needs to be Sava. Sava needs to go back on the wing. That's where he's most comfortable. He scored a goal with the national team on the wing. I'm tired of seeing him frustrated, dude. Like, I'm, like you said, I'm really worried about him not wanting to be here. And I think this is the game where Diego Luna needs to start
alongside Cordova
in like that 10 role. Cordova alone up top. Okay. Maybe Julio. We can make the argument for Julio.
No,
we can make the argument for Julio. And then the left, I think I would be okay with Oviedo.
See, I'm going Miram.
I think I would be okay with Oviedo on this one.
Either one is fine, but I want Miram starting.
So what's yours? It needs to be that 4-2-3-1.
It's yours, but with Miram.
Okay, I think that's the best we have right now. I'm tired of Chang playing wing back.
Yeah,
I'm tired
because he doesn't play wing back.
Exactly.
He plays right wing.
Exactly.
No back.
I love Chang. He's just not the same guy he was to start the year.
No, and he's also like, people forget he's, what, 32?
Yep. And this Sava Cordova double striker experiment, it's over. Like, teams know what to expect. Teams know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Put him back on the wing. Put an actual 10 under Cordova, and let's see what happens.
I'd be totally fine with this lineup. We know it's not going to happen.
Yeah, probably. I could easily see the 4-4-2 coming back for this one.
No, it's probably going to be
or that
so.
Five,
it's probably going to be. It's going to be McMath. Like, this is my. I'm Pablo, so I'm making this.
Okay.
This line. It's going to be McMath, Glad, Herrera, and Silva.
Yep.
And then Brody Chang. And then Ojeda, Ruiz. And then Loftelson, Cordova, Sava.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we asked the same question to Twitter RSL, RSL Twitter, RSL Show Twitter. A few of you guys responded. So let's. I'm going to go over what their starting 11 would be. And then we also asked like who the regular season MVP would be. And then we also left it open to like ask whatever they want to. So
that's actually the MVP one is actually very difficult.
Yeah, Andrew Lord, and we'll get your takes after this. So Andrew Lord says he wants to see McMath, Oviedo, Glad, Silva, Herrera.
Oh, leaving Brody out.
Ruiz, Ojeda. Hang on, Miram, Luna, Severino. Luna's nice. Mira, Luna, Severino, Cordova, bring in Brody and Julio off the bench, among others, but not Caldwell.
That's not terrible as long as Sava's on the right.
I think no matter what formation Pablo decides to roll out with on Sunday, I think you have to have Andrew Brody out there. I don't know if you guys would agree.
I think...
Yeah, dude, he tears it up.
I think Oviedo would be fine. In place of him. I do.
Yeah.
If we play a flat four in the back.
Andrew also says, a lot of guys seem to take a step back this year. Thanks, coach, but why?
I think we...
Wish I knew.
I think we talked about that a little bit earlier, too.
Yeah.
With just losing Demir.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. His RSL MVP is probably Glad, I guess. That's what he said.
It's a good shout.
Yeah. Glad?
Yeah, I mean, played a lot of games, scored some goals. No one's really stand out, let's be real.
Yeah.
Jasper, if there wasn't... He's obviously Rookie of the Year for RSL. I don't know how he's not in the running for it league-wide, but... Yeah.
Which, I mean, and this is not to, like, knock on Loftelson, because Loftelson's been fantastic throughout the year.
He's not in a sexy position.
Not even that. I just think if Jasper Loftelson's the MVP, then we might be in a lot rougher shape than we actually think. Because, yeah, he's not in a sexy position, you know? He doesn't... He does a lot, but he doesn't do a lot.
It would be like Ned Grabavoy being...
Okay, cool.
I totally get it.
Cool. Or like Andrew Brody being the MVP.
Right. Your striker or your creative midfielder should always be the MVP.
You look at other teams. Yeah, you look at other teams. Real quick, Sebastian Giussi, MVP. Hany Mukhtar, MVP. You got... Who else
Carlos
is this? Carlos Vela. Yeah, like... And then we look at us, and you got Andrew Brody and Jasper Loftelson.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe your center back.
Pass. All right, Court Pitts writes, here's his starting 11. McMath in goal. On defense, we've got Brody, Silva, Glad, Herrera. In the mid, we've got Ruiz, Ojeda. Up top, we've got Miram, Luna, Severino, and striker would be like Cordova or Julio.
Yeah, it's fine. I think I'm a big no on Ruiz.
Yeah, I think the only change is Loftelson on that one.
Eric DeWall thinks that MVP is 11, Jasper Loftelson. We just expressed the thoughts on that. Hard pass.
It's not a pass. It's just an indictment on the squad strength
as a whole. He's deserved it. He's earned it. Yeah. He probably deserves it. But yeah.
That's not a good look for our squad.
I don't know. I don't know, man. MVP is
Who is your MVP?
MVP is coveted, huh? Dang, dude. I would just say no award this year.
Yeah, no one gets Demir.
No one gets it,
off the box.
Yeah, Demir for the speech. Let's see. Bryce Thoughts writes, regular season MVP for me has to be Andrew Brody. Actually, I would give it to Brody.
He has a solid shout for it, too.
Yeah. He's just insane, dude. Like...
The wheels on him, man.
And just the footwork. Defenders all around him. Ball movement. Anyways, let's see. Bryce also says, put in an insane amount of minutes and has such a huge impact on how we play. I agree. Can't think of another player who has been as crazy consistent as he has. That's true, man. Brody. Not saying that that's like MVP league.
No, it's also an indictment on the squad. While he's been playing great.
Yeah.
You don't want your left back being your best player.
Yeah. Christian Berg says, McMath in goal, Herrera, Glad, Silva, and Oviedo in the back. Ojeda and Loftelson locking it down as defensive mids. If Loftelson can't go, then Ruiz. Miram and Severino on the wings. Luna in the middle, and Cordova up top.
That's right. I forgot about that. Have they said anything about his concussion? Is he cleared? Is he good? Is he not?
Who knows?
I just barely realized we haven't heard anything about that.
Probably for good reasons, so you're not exposing your cards, right? Let's see. Christian Berg also says MVP for me would have to be Silva. He stepped up big time this season. Lastly, I feel like we haven't been critical enough about this run of form. Only 4 wins in our last 19. I believe it is an absolute joke. Someone needs to step up and acknowledge this and take some responsibility.
And John
David Berg, which seems like it's his brother or something, cousin. He writes, "What? Why? I thought the ball just wasn't bouncing our way in all of the other 15 matches."
That's good. Soccer's a cruel sport sometimes.
Yeah, like that's good.
85% of the time.
Kathy Barney writes, "My MVP is Silva or McMath. Silva because he stayed healthy all year."
But then again, an indictment on the club, right? Like, you stayed healthy.
I mean, hey, honestly, though, like if you take it for what it is, like most valuable player, yeah, you didn't get hurt. Your value is up.
He's your least valuable player, Demir.
Yeah,
Bobby Wood.
Yeah. Oh, Kathy also says, don't forget the season ticket holders who renewed after this really bad second half of the season.
Yeah, I renewed my tickets through some. Through some real rough patches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys definitely have some disposable income, you know, if... All right. Moving on. All right. Let's wrap this up. Portland, RSL. We'll go around. You guys can give your predictions on scores. I don't really care to hear the scores, but let's just win-loss answers, okay? Lucas Arrayan, Zalarayan hit a banger or what? From where?
Half filled.
Aaron Herrera did a better.
Go back.
It's gonna show a better angle here. So
Lucas Zelarayan. Forget his nationality.
Weren't we talking to this guy? Romanian right?
now? He switched. He was Argentinian.
No, I don't.
And then he plays for somebody else now.
I definitely don't think he's Romanian.
Is it Armenian?
No. You're thinking of Yurim Avcisian.
You can look it up. He's not.
Come on, here we go. Right.
Oh, that's like, didn't Herrera hit it from further?
Yeah, but still, it's always great.
Zelarayan, I mean, that's a regular season goal, MLS, that counts, in my opinion, a little more.
Definitely. Armenia.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. For context, Josh just pulled up the Lucas Zelarayan banger. Oh, man. Columbus Crew?
Yep.
Versus Charlotte.
Charlotte, yep.
Very cool.
CLT.
CLT FC, right. okay, let's go around the room. Win-loss. CLT. Yeah. Win-loss. Isaac, win-loss for RSL Portland. Who wins? Wait. Does RSL win or lose?
Do I give my actual answer?
Yes. What are you talking about?
3-1. 3-1 RSL, baby. Let's go.
Say with your chest, bro.
I did.
All right, that was nice. No, I was just... Yeah, okay. Josh?
3-3 RSLs out. I think it's going to be a game. I really do.
That's weird, I think
we're going to be trading blows.
I don't see RSL bagging 3 goals, so that's really
weird. A couple
will
be penalties. We play different in games like this.
Yeah.
We really do. And I see us just getting somebody caught
go,
out. We're going to get
bury
caught out.
A dead cat under the pitch. What, is that the good luck charm? What is it?
No, it's not the dead cat. Bad,
is,
bad
it
luck.
A, is it a duck?
A jersey?
A duck?
Oh, yeah, there's cat.
There's feral cats, right? That's why I said that.
Yeah, yeah. But you're thinking of the duck.
Is it? Do we... We don't bury a duck under the pitch.
No, no. One just has to land on it during the game.
Right.
No, I think we're going to go up like 2-1 at half. And I think we're going to catch a third like early in the second half. And then we're absolutely going to fall asleep and get hit on a counter twice just to break our hearts.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I like that.
I agree for the most part with Josh. RSL comes to play for these games. They show up for these games. However, I think at the end of the day, I think our lack of creativity up top is going to be what's going to hold us back. And so I can see it being like a 3-2, 3-1 in Portland's favor.
Why are you guys going so high on goals? Oh, okay. It's like 3-3 for Portland and 2-1.
Yeah.
I mean, your 3-3 is just crazy.
It is crazy. I'm feeling crazy.
Isaac's 3-1 is just absurd.
It's just that point of the year, that point of the season. You know, you throw all the meat on the grill, dude. You throw all toda la carne al asador, you know?
That's true. Yeah, you could see some... you're gonna probably see like some shakeups. If RSL goes down, it's like the 80th. Like you're just gonna, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the frustrating thing about RSL, man. Is like when they turn it on, like you saw it against Galaxy. So when they turn it on in like stoppage, dude, it's how many chances are? It's ridiculous. Like if there were like 9 shots on frame that entire match, like in stoppage, they'll get like 6.
The starting lineup for this game is gonna absolutely be my make or break on, like the bus starting up or not.
Okay.
If we come into this defensive, then I'm done.
My prediction, 2-1 at the half, RSL's up. Espria, late in the game, makes it 2-2. We're going to get some stupid crazy chance. It's just going to, like, when you think it's going to go in, it doesn't go in. And then the goalkeeper on Timber's side is just going to
stand
right out the minutes. Just, it's going to be a disappointing loss.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So I see like a 2-2.
Mr. October,
Espria.
Yeah.
Oh, they love it, dude. Yeah. MLS loves Portland, man. So, yeah. I mean, don't get it twisted, dude. Like we said it earlier, right? Portland Timbers, too. Last show, we're just like, dude, they come out of nowhere. They turn it up. Like, this is, like you said,
Timber time.
They literally have a freaking Mr. October. That's the nickname. So they're going to bring it hard.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be a real interesting game. Cool. All right, guys. Well, you guys will be at the match.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You gonna be filming, Isaac?
Yeah, I'm gonna be filming the match.
Yeah, shoot that for sure. Get some. Shoot the RSL goals if any come. Not me, man. I'm sad. I gotta work 6 matches on Sunday. That's not fun. All right. Thanks for listening to the RSL show on KSL Sports. Go to kslsports.com. Read all the cool articles that Tom Hackett puts out. He's really good friends with the guys at RSL. They go golfing and stuff. It's awesome content. And bring it here. We're not making fun of it, dude. It's just, no, I think it's just funny how people go after that. It's like, yeah, it's shut like, up.
Oh, no, he's friends with him.
Yeah, have a good relationship and get some insider info. Other people in media would love that kind of relationship. They would love that. And trust me, I worked at KSL Sports, dude. Like, those people who cover Utes, BYU Jazz.
They're all homies.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
But not like that. They're not tight like that. It's cool. Anyways, new RSL show weekly, IG posts, all that stuff. Follow us, RSL. Let's get the win on Sunday, and let's get this monkey off our back. Oh, we're doing a little thing in the middle?
Yeah.
What are we doing, Isaac?
RSL believe on 3. Ready?
Or believe? Let's just say believe.
Believe, yeah.
On 3, we got our hands in. We're going to do the 1-2-3 believe.
Yeah.
Is it 1-2-3 believe or 1-2 believe?
1-2-3 believe.
Okay.
Or is it believe on 3? 1-2-3 believe.
1-2-3 believe.
Oh, so lame. All right.
How do believe on 3? 1-2.
Hey, we got to boost the morale. We got to boost the morale.
Exactly.
Yeah. The vibes.
All right, guys. Yeah. Good vibes. Show's over. Hit record.